Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper. This is edition number 2094, recorded on Thursday the 9th of January 2020. I am Trevor Wood, and I am joined by
Sophie Yeomans.
We have our usual mix of items. We have news from the Norwich Evening News and letters to the paper and two features. The first feature gives ideas on saving money at a simple level. Our information desk slot also gives us the latest on local events that might interest our listeners. In addition to this Chatterbox recording, you will find in your wallet this month's edition of the Norfolk Magazine.
We are now in the second week of January. Christmas decorations are down and we are back to the normality of winter. In our news items, we find out how fitness companies are trying to encourage us to join them, how a local motorist is having regrets about taking a chance on Christmas Day, and a householder experiencing a dreadful fire. First, we hear about a panto actor giving his time to read stories to children. Around 80 children and their families were treated to a one-off reading of Cinderella at the Norfolk and Norwich Millennium Library in the Forum. The popular fairy tale was read by actor and international model David Gant, who is currently playing Baron Hardup in Cinderella at Norwich Theatre Royal. Adam McGee, Library Coordinator for Children and Young People, said it's brilliant to work together with Norwich Theatre Royal. It's really lovely having actors come into the library who are performing in plays that children may have seen or may not have seen, but they are reading stories that they love, dressed up in character. It inspires their imagination. It brings the stories to life and makes them seem so much more real and vivid. And having such wonderful actors who deliver their lines so beautifully is a treat.
David Clarkson, aged 43, was stopped by police after he was spotted driving erratically on Lays Lane, Attleborough, on Christmas Day. Denise Holland, prosecuting at Norwich Magistrates Court, said Clarkson was arrested after he failed a roadside breath test and went on to provide a reading of 59 micrograms of alcohol in 100 millilitres of breath. The legal limit is 35. Clarkson of Halford Road, Attleborough, appeared before magistrates and admitted drink driving on December the 25th last year. Natalie Myers, mitigating, said Clarkson should receive credit for his guilty plea. She said he had made the stupid decision to drive a short distance home and did not listen to those who told him not to. The Reverend Paul Rosier, chairman of the bench of magistrates, said it was unfortunate this offence happened on Christmas Day, but the law doesn't take a holiday. He said the defendant needed to be aware these laws exist for your safety as well as the safety of others. Clarkson was banned from driving for 16 months, fined £100 and ordered to pay a £32 victim surcharge.
The Battle of the Bulge has begun, and with it, the battle for new members too, as gyms slash their fees to entice people to sign up. One gym manager said people would be spoilt for choice soon as the former 24/7 Fitness opens under the Pure Gym name, the firm's third venue in Norwich. Meanwhile, another new gym has also just opened for 2020 at the Royal Norwich Golf Course, run by local personal trainer Brand Williams. Others, such as the gym and David Lloyd, are slashing memberships to cash in on new sign-ups. Jason Ives, manager at both Pure Gyms in Norwich, in Castle Quarter and Aylsham Road, said the firm now had 10,000 members across both, with their newest gym opening in the Riverside's former 24/7 Fitness, due to be up and running by the end of the month. He said current offers aimed at enticing new people included no joining fee at Pure's existing Norwich gyms, saving people £15. Memberships currently cost £19.99 a month, and Mr. Ives said Pure had offered a deal to members of 24/7 Fitness to use Pure while work was going on at their gym. This offer is no longer available, but they're offering a multi-membership, meaning you can use all three Pure gyms for just an extra £2 on an existing membership. Other gyms around the city also doing deals to attract new members include The Gym, Hall Road, which is currently offering the first month at half price, £8.50, and David Lloyd, Drayton High Road, is offering a three-month membership trial.
A cottage on the street in Halvergate burst into flames shortly after 8:30 p.m. on New Year's Day and saw an elderly man taken to hospital for smoke inhalation after he attempted to put out the fire himself. Nine fire crews, including a specialist water carrier, were called to the fire in the small village off the Acle Street to put out and contain the fire, which entirely destroyed the roof and insides of the cottage. A large number of houses in Halvergate are built with thatched roofs, and many homeowners were worried about the flames spreading. While one man was hospitalised, his wife remained at the house to protect their pet dogs, but one is yet to be found.